Planned Parenthood, Let's Revel in Media Election Call for Joe Biden. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 7, 2020. On Saturday, Planned Parenthood and its allies celebrated that some media have called the presidential election for Democrats Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Though the race remains in dispute and the campaign for President Donald Trump prepares to contest the reported results, Planned Parenthood invited its supporters to revel in their perceived victory. "We can't contain our excitement and relief that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won the 2020 election," Planned Parenthood exclaimed in a statement. Though Democrats actually performed poorly in the U.S. House, did not regain control of the Senate, and lost big in state legislatures, Planned Parenthood ignored that reality and said anyway. Record turnout and wins for reproductive health champions up and down the ballot demonstrate again that a supermajority of Americans support the right to access sexual and reproductive health care, and politicians who oppose abortion are out of step with the country. It's clear that Trump isn't an anchor for the Republican legislative candidates. Christina Polizzi, a spokesperson for the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, told Politico on Wednesday. "He's a buoy. He overperformed media expectations, Democratic and Republican expectations, and lifted legislative candidates with him. The victories they won in state legislatures could be the most consequential of all, giving the GOP outsized influence over the congressional and legislative redistricting process that begins early next year," reported Politico. Planned Parenthood also seemed to miss the data that showed Trump doubled his share of the black female vote from 4% in 2016 to 8% this year and dramatically increased his share of the male black vote from about 13% to 18%, according to exit polls. New York Times columnist Charles Blow tweeted, "These results are so personally devastating to him." But Planned Parenthood appeared not to get the facts of the situation. Black women proved, yet again, to be an electoral powerhouse, propelling wins for candidates who value justice, and sending a message to Trump that hostility to people of color and immigrants is for losers. Turnout was higher overall, but it looks like some of the biggest increases may have been among young people of color. They demanded change and they did it loudly. Still, Planned Parenthood cheered the taxpayer-funded abortion vendor now has a champion in the White House again, because Biden and Harris understand that abortion is health care. "You voted for change. You voted for your future. You voted for Joe Biden," Planned Parenthood tweeted to its supporters. "The work is just getting started. Today, we celebrate. Tomorrow, we get to work." Abortion industry political lobbying organization NARAL also took to Twitter to celebrate the call of some media that Biden won the presidential race. Pro-life leaders observed the mandate in the election is for life. The U.S. House, for example, will have at least double the number of pro-life Republican women in the new Congress. Voters delivered a pro-life mandate nationwide, delivered through sweeping gains in state legislatures, in the U.S. House and in holding the U.S. Senate, noted Students for Life Action President Kristen Hawkins. But the critically close presidential election conflict offers no such mandate to the radical abortion agenda proposed by the Biden-Harris ticket. Teams of pro-life students are now heading to Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania to monitor vote counting and recount efforts, stated Students for Life. Additionally, the group's Get Out the Vote efforts in Georgia will resume as two U.S. Senate races are reconsidered. "Abortion was on the ballot this week, front and center," Hawkins said. All across the country, people turned out to stand against radical abortion policies that would force taxpayers to pay for it and people to support it or face the force of law. Long term, life was a winner in this election as the pro-life generation has gained thousands of new leaders and activists across the country, she added.